What are those things that hang on a vine?
Beans and peas, both garden peas and field peas. And squash. And you raise both winter squash and summer squash. See, I had some. Did I throw those winter squash at? I had some acorn squash over there.
Oh.
You have squash. You have I can't think. You don't grow rhubarb here. It won't grow this far south.
There's something, I think it's in the...
And horseradish won't grow this far south, but we have onions and garlic. And you can also raise leeks, but not many people do.
Is there something like a leek?
A scallion?
Well, those are all onions, aren't they? Mm-hmm. They're green. You usually cut them up and fry them. Sometimes you put them in soups.
It looks spring onions? They call.
Let's see what else. Some of them are yellow though.
Nest onions, okra. We raise a lot of okra. We eat a lot of okra.
Yeah, that's what Jeff. Jeff has a lot. Loves that okra.
Yes, he does. He really likes okra.
So if you had an apple and you cut it up and just left it out in the air, what would happen to it?
It would turn dark, brown.
And then what would happen? It'd just
shrivel up.
What do you do to beans before you eat them sometimes?
You snap them. Cook them.
How about peas? Do you take
You
them
shell them.
Shell peas? Do you ever have those, or something like beans, but they're a lot wider and flatter and thinner than regular beans?
Lima beans.
Is there another kind?
We call those same ones butter beans. And then you have another one that's the same family you call butter pea. Then here we don't have those. We don't have pinto beans, nor kidney beans, nor great northern beans, nor pea beans, or navy beans.
All right, when we had that salad yesterday, you gave me a
cucumber.
And it was the biggest, almost like
lettuce.
You
raise lettuce.
Say if you gave me two of them, what would you be giving me?
Two heads of lettuce. We raise cabbage, and I raise broccoli and cauliflower, but I raise asparagus.
If there's a group of
and peppers, sweet peppers, hot peppers, and I don't call them chilies either. They're peppers. I raise eggplant, and we like eggplant.
If you had a How can you just describe a whole bunch of things? I mean, just without using numbers or saying a bunch of them, you say, God, it's just a...
Well, in a slew of peas, about 5 or 6 bushels. A bunch. You know, it's a funny thing. My oldest daughter would say, when she meant a lot of things, like you told. She said, a whole pot of them. Now, where she got that expression, I do not know, unless it was a pot of peas that you shell, and there are quite a number of peas in the pot. But she would say, a whole pot of them, when she would mean a group, a collection.